When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How are you? How are you doing in this wacky, wacky world we live in? You know, one thing I've learned in my very, very long life, I've had 9+, I think. That's just like a cat. It's a wacky world. And it was a wacky world the very minute I could pay attention to the world. I was like, what? This is a wacky world. Like, I was like 5 years old. And now I'm not five anymore, and it's still wacky. I guess we should just get used to it, right? Stuff happens. That's what we're going to do today. Get used to it and deal with it with some focus and some attention to goals and how you do that. And there's one little trick to this whole thing that will wrap this up. I'll put a wrapper on it. You're going to, if you accept this, you can do anything in your life. I promise you. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. It's real simple. Come on in here. Just real close. Okay, here's the deal. We get new people every single day. So if you're brand new, welcome to the show. Yes, this guy talks too fast. Sounds like a disc jockey, the whole thing. Sometimes he says things that piss me off. Sometimes it makes sense. I get it. Come on in. Go on for the ride. Hang out a couple of days. See what happens. It's pretty magical. Hocus pocus. So it's stand up, take a step, repeat. In other words, get off your butt, go do something. How long do you do it? You keep doing it until you get that something you want. That's it. And why would you stop before somebody said, you can't do it? You're just a dreamer, right? There's no way. You don't have enough talent. Come on. You have no money. Why would you stop? They're ninnies anyway. I say that in a kind, loving way. It's just the category they live in, okay? I told you, it's a wacky world full of ninnies. So the show is gone. We'll see what happens. Nonetheless, that's what I want you to do today. I want you to know one thing, that because you're tuning into the show, you are ahead of 99% of the planet right now. You're working on yourself. You're trying to find a way to get there. And while we may not get there today, we will get there tomorrow or the next day. I promise you that. Let's do that. Did I introduce myself? I'm not sure. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I was out on my fence the other day. I have a fence. We live on a lake, and we have a wrought iron fence, like 3 foot high, so we could see the lake and keep the dogs in their yard. And I'm talking to my neighbor, who coincidentally has a wrought iron fence too, at least on our side. And we had the chance to chat a little bit. And Katie's sister came out. And Katie's sister said, I forgot to get her name. I'm sorry. I'm really bad about that. And she said, Scott, I listen to you every single day. Ever since I heard you were my sister's neighbor, I've been listening to you. I'm like, man, stalker. She knows where I live. I better watch what I say. That was a nice, really nice girl. And it was great to hear that. Great that some of the stuff that I have spewed out of my mouth had really helped her. I often don't get that in-person feedback. I don't see a lot of that. But it was fantastic to see it. So the first thing I want to say today is today you have an assignment for me, if it's okay, to share some gratitude, to show some appreciation. And you could just send a text. Hey, I appreciate you. You can send a text like that. You can call somebody. Send an email. You can say hi to somebody and you appreciate them in the hallway at school, wherever you happen to be. That's your homework today. You do that, you make me happy and a lot of other people happy too. But then Katie's sister said to me, Scott, I love it, but sometimes those commercials that I hear because I don't have the premium feed because it's been closed for a while and I can't get it. And I said, I get it. Commercials can kind of drive you crazy, but they do got to pay the bills. Unless you're on premium, you don't hear commercials. She said, I want to be on premium. I said, okay. So coming up in about a week, I'm going to tell you about something you can do to go commercial free, distraction free on this show. Hang on for the ride. It's coming. So let's talk about a focus and achieving goals. Are you big on focus? Are you big on achieving goals? I was speaking to a young man. I speak to a lot of young people. I like to do that. I like to kind of hang out with the young folks because the old folks, well, they're old folks. So I hang out with the young. Some of you young folks is young folks too. And you know what I mean. So I kind of hang out, you know, here and then go there and learn a little bit from everybody. It's kind of fun to do that. Speaking to a young man, who is doing something very familiar. He was living, maybe like you, in two realities. Are you living in two realities? Are you? Like, do you mean the person I am at work and the person I am at home? Maybe. The person I am when I'm married versus when I'm not? Maybe. The person I am to my mom and dad versus when I'm with my friends? Maybe. The answer is yes, you are. You might be living 10 realities. It's because it is 2023. His first reality was he had finished school. And one reality was he was pursuing his dream career. After all, that's what he was doing. He learned his dream somewhere in high school. Somebody probably put it in his brain. Some teacher said, this is what you'd be good at. So he said, you're right. I'll go do it. He'll learn in about 20 years that they were wrong. Nonetheless, he was pursuing that dream. He was going after it because he was out of school. Now he's pursuing the dream career, taking the job he thinks will get him to where he wants to go. By the way, I don't care how old you are, that will never change. There will always be somebody who will think you're really, really going to be good at something. You'd be so good at that. You're thinking to myself, yeah, I've never done that before. I don't even think about doing that, but you're good at it for them. That will never change. So the day you die, you're going to be incredibly good at something to somebody else. What do we call that? A distraction. Agenda. Okay, number two, second reality. While working toward his dream, he'd earned job certifications, things like that, to pay the bills. Uh-oh, that's a trap. Ask anybody who's like 40, and they've been through 20 years of pursuing their dream career, and they've been paying the bills, and they've been there long enough, and they got promoted, and what do they call them, golden handcuffs, golden parachute? They're trapped. Oh, I'd like to quit, but I can't. I look at the size of my 401k. What am I going to do? I need the benefits. But it happens. So during the conversation, he said something got my attention. He said, I'm hoping I can get a good job supporting my dream. My ears perked up right away because in years of coaching, it's really allowed me to see a few things. I mean, I've just literally been through the ringer 10, 15,000 times, probably hours at least. And I hear defocus and dream erasing thoughts loud and clear. They just like a big neon laser. Is there such a thing as a neon laser? Well, you know what I mean. Riding across the sky like a plane, rides in the sky, in clouds. Put it all together. It's cool. So my ears perked up anyway. Years of coaching, defocused, dream erasing thoughts loud and clear. Everybody needs to pay their bills. Yes, you got to pay your bills. In fact, I will tell you this from a guy that's done this for a very, very long time, that if you can't pay your bills, you're not going to get to do what you want to do. Not going to be happily anyway, because most of you have things that you want to accomplish. That's going to take some money. So yes, you got to pay your bills. However, we all know you get what you focus on, right? And most of y'all is focused on getting the career going and you're not focused on the dream part of it. Now, I've had a very different focus over my life. My dream, my focus forever has literally been get up in the morning, have a great day, go all day long, go to bed, have great dreams, get up and do it again. I, very long time ago, at least 25 years ago now, said I will live my dream my way, depending on what it is that day. I don't care what it is. And I'm going to make a crap load of money for it. I didn't sit down and say I'm going to give up my money for the dream or give up my dream for the money. It's going to be both. And it is probably going to change in my lifetime. I'm not silly enough to think that when I'm 25 years old, that when I'm 55 or we'll stop there, that we wanting to do the same thing. But I made that commitment to myself and I told them that too. Everybody has to pay their bills. However, what you focus on is what you get. When the certainty of earning income becomes your focus, dreams disappear. What you focus on is what you get. I will tell you in the area that I live in, Port Orange, Daytona Beach, Florida, big retirement heaven. A lot of folks come down here. We have probably, I don't even know what it is, 40, 50% retirees down here. I would say at least 60 or 70% of those people work their entire life for money to get their dreams so they can sit in their house and do nothing all day. And if you're a Zoomie or millennial, am I talking to you right now? Most folks don't focus on the dreams for about 20 years. Somebody gives them an idea. They go to school. They get an offer. They start stepping up the ladder. 20 years. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Getting what they've been focusing on, but not what they really want to be focusing on. And about 20 years after that, you go on the internet and you search out a podcast that will help you get out of that and break that cycle. Hello? Hello? Focus your mind on your actions. Turn your dreams into reality and making some money too. Whatever you do to earn a living falls in that category of necessity and temporary. Everything else, in fact, everything is temporary. We know that, right? The whole life. Doesn't matter what you do. It's all going to be temporary. It's all going to come to an end someday. So wrapping this up real quick and easy. If you want them both, money and dreams and everything else, prosperity and doing what you love to do, you can have it. But you're going to have to focus on that. And yes, that's going to mean saying some no and some compromise here or there. But you know what? It's very little because you'll get exactly what you want. So go do it. We'll stay a lot of time on this for the next couple of days. Okay? We'll have some fun with it. All right. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. You will find me there. Lots of new people joining over there. I have been absent a little bit. Sorry. It's been bike week in Daytona. I've been riding my motorcycle. Didn't have time to text and drive. All that stuff. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.